All animals communicate. Crabs wave their claws at each other to signal that they're healthy and ready to mate. Cuttlefish use pigmented skin cells called chromatophores to create patterns on their skin that act as camouflage or warnings to rivals. Honeybees perform complex dances to let other bees know the location and quality of a food source. All of these animals have impressive communication systems, but do they have language? To answer that question, we can look at four specific qualities that are often associated with language: discreteness, grammar, productivity, and displacement. Discreteness means that there is a set of individual units, such as sounds or words, that can be combined to communicate new ideas, like a set of refrigerator poetry magnets you can rearrange to create different phrases. Grammar provides a system of rules that tells you how to combine those individual units. Productivity is the ability to use language to create an infinite number of messages. And displacement is the ability to talk about things that aren't right in front of you, such as past, future, or fictional events. So, does animal communication exhibit any of these qualities? For crabs and cuttlefish, the answer is no. They don't combine their signals in creative ways. Those signals also don't have to be in a grammatical order. And they only communicate current conditions, like I am healthy or I am poisonous. But some animals actually do display some of these properties. Bees use the moves, angle, duration, and intensity of their waggle dance to describe the location and richness of a food source. That source is outside the hive, so they exhibit the property of displacement. They share that language trait with prairie dogs, which live in towns of thousands and are hunted by coyotes, hawks, badgers, snakes, and humans.